As the class of 2022 reach the end of their school lives, they are grappling with the age-old question, what do you want to be when you grow up? Mia Rackett asked Professor and Director of the Centre for Youth Policy at Monash University, Lucas Walsh, whether schools are doing enough to help students find an answer to this question.
I think there is plenty of room for improvement. We've got persistent research over time showing us that careers education and support isn't working, and where it is working, it tends to be focused on targeted one-to-one kinds of interventions, the types of which the Smith family are exploring. At university level, we could still be doing more work in terms of career support. I would also add the caveat that we need to be thinking about exposing young people to potential career pathways earlier in life, because it tends to coalesce around the final years of schooling. And sometimes this can be too late, and sometimes the information can be of poor quality.
How do you think negligence to these new and growing fields could possibly affect even our future job market?
For a kickoff, we're not necessarily preparing young people for what the contemporary job market looks like. So there is a misalignment between what's being taught and learned when young people are in school settings and what the contemporary job market actually looks like. And indeed, we've seen a change in the pathways that young people take post-school. They're no longer linear. It tends to involve multiple careers and points of employment across time. And so then that shifts the emphasis away from necessarily thinking about a career to thinking about what multiple careers might look like, but also about what kinds of skills, what kinds of literacies, and also, frankly, what kind of resilience that young people have in order to negotiate those multiple pathways post-school. In short, it requires a rethinking, not only about careers, but about careers education.
Onto a slightly different note, you mentioned in the article this careers curriculum framework that's being implemented in Victoria, and that was outlining different steps towards career realisation for students right from year seven. Do you think there is a level of responsibility on those creating and implementing our current educational standards and syllabi to make more and better career advice not just available for students but also compulsory for students?
I would make a strong case that that careers education support needs to move up the ladder of priorities within schools. You know, we'll see schools and school systems placing careers education quite far down the list in terms of things of importance. And of course, there are other things that are above it, like school attendance and things like that. But what we need to be doing is actually providing practical, real-life, applicable strategies for educators to be able to expose young people to opportunities of work and what they need to navigate them. There's a famous quote that you can't be what you can't see. And so a lot of this is about exposing these young people to their future careers and at the same time exposing educators to these emerging careers as well, because they can't talk about the things that they don't necessarily know about. So we've got these loose guidelines, but we need more applied on-the-ground resources and opportunities for schools to be able to improve careers education. I'd also add that it's the same time there are really important roles that government, business, non-for-profit actors like the Smith family can play in supporting young people through their career decisions, because exposing them to these opportunities should be coming from all around the community, not just within the school walls.
In the Monash study you're a part of, one third of students revealed they felt unemployable coming out of school. And we know at university we have lots of courses that try and implement greater employability, soft skills that people can mention and put on their resume. Do you think there might even be a case for schools not just assisting in helping students recognise possible careers, but also helping them become more employable beyond their high school certificate once they graduate?
Absolutely. This is part of the challenge here, right? So I've already suggested that careers education tends to be concentrated in the latter years of schooling. And then what tends to happen is you work towards the all-important final score at the end of schooling. But what happens after school? What happens in that period between school and work, further study and training? And so actors beyond the school system need to be playing a more active role in ensuring the employability for those that are not only working through post-school pathways like vocational education and training and higher education, but within those institutions themselves, be developing these skills and aptitudes a lot more. And some, of course, are doing it really well. There are examples of where you'll go into applied training courses that are actively talking about employability, and there are many courses in higher education that apply that have practicums, so practical experience within the field. But we could be doing a lot better across the board post-school, because it just doesn't end there. And if we are to have multiple careers throughout our lives, then logic suggests that we should be having this careers education right across the life course, particularly as labour markets change.